Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.podomatic.com. How good are you at making conversation with a complete stranger? Do you find it easy thinking of things to say or questions to ask? Well, this podcast features a conversation between two people who'd never met before and who spoke for the first time using Skype. We have Solange from Brazil and Vukasava, who is currently living in Portugal. This was a getting to know you opportunity, and the focus was on asking questions and showing interest in what the other person had said. As you listen, decide how well Solange and Vukasava managed to hold a natural and interesting conversation. In particular, decide how well they ask questions and also if they do indeed show interest in what the other has said. Finally, make a note of their use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback section at the end of the podcast. Let's listen to Solange and Vukasava.
Okay, so Vukasava, I see that you have a Russian surname, but do you live in Russia or in Portugal?
No, it's not Russian. Well, maybe it seems to you, but it's not really Russian. It's it is a Slavic name and last name. Yes, I am originally from former Yugoslavia. But now, due to some circumstances, yes, I do live in Portugal. Yes, you're quite right.
And do you speak any Portuguese?
Well, yes. Not so brilliant as my kid does, but yes, I can I understand Portuguese very well. I don't speak that well, but they can understand me too.
And how long have you been in Portugal?
It's 4 years now. Well, yeah, 4 years started in August this year.
So. And how do you like it?
It's very nice country. Yes, I mean there is no doubt about it. Nice country, people more or less, it depends on the point of view. But generally, they are quite okay. They are nice also. And I like it. To be honest, at the beginning was not that brilliant, but now it's much, much better.
Okay, I think you start getting used to the place where you are.
Well, it's a matter of habit, I guess. What about you, Solange? So I see you are from Brazil.
Yes, I was born. Yeah, I was born here in Brazil, in São Paulo. Mm-hmm. I am 35 years old. I'm married. I've mm-hmm. got a son that is 3 years old. His name is Daniel. I lived for a while in South Africa, actually for 1 year and a half. Mm-hmm. And I lived before that in London, which I'm in love with. Until today, because it's a lovely place. If I could somewhere to live, it would be in London. I think it's a cross-cultural country place. It's really, really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. I had the chance, by the way, to live for 7 months in Brussels, in Belgium. And I can also say the more or less the similar thing for this town and for the people there. It's really it's very multicultural, and the people people accept you very well. There is no any kind of problem whether you are, I don't know. I mean, I've seen there people from many nationalities, and no problem. Yeah. By the way, have you been to Portugal?
No, I have never been there. But one day, maybe. We were colonized by Portuguese people, so we have lots of influence from there.
First of all, a big thank you to both Solange and Vukasava for agreeing to be recorded. I'm sure they'd appreciate any comments you would like to make on their talk. Time for some feedback. Both Solange and Bukasaba did an excellent job of getting to know each other, and both asked well-formed and interesting questions. Starting with Solange, did you notice how she asked a series of related questions all to do with Bukasaba's background and life in Portugal, and how she made excellent use of intonation?
Okay, so Bukasaba, I see that you have a Russian surname, but do you live in Russia or in Portugal? And do you speak any Portuguese? And how long have you been in Portugal?
Similarly, Bukasaba made good use of intonation to turn a statement into a question.
What about you, Solange? So I see you are from Brazil.
Notice also how Bukasaba showed interest in Solange's comments by using similar anecdotes about herself.
Good. I had the chance, by the way, to live for 7 months in Brussels, in Belgium. And I can also say the more or less the similar thing for this town and for the people there.
And did you hear Bukasaba's very natural use of the expression, by the way?
Good. I had the chance, by the way, to live for 7 months in Brussels. By the way, have you been to Portugal?
Finally, some corrections. Can you spot the mistakes in these extracts?
Not so brilliant as my kid does. Not so brilliant as my kid does. It will be. Yeah, it's 4 years now. It will be. Yeah, it's 4 years now.
And how do you like it? And how do you like it? Okay, I think you start getting used to the place where you are. Okay, I think you start getting used to the place where you are. I've got a son that is 3 years old. His name is Daniel. I'm in love until today because it's a lovely place.
There is no any kind of problem whether you are. There is no any kind of problem whether you are.
Okay, so here are the corrections.
Not so brilliant as my kid does.
Not so brilliant, which is the adjective, but brilliantly, the adverb.
And how do you like it?
Not how do you like it, but do you like it? Or how do you find it? Meaning, how do you find living in Portugal?
It will be, it's 4 years now.
This is a pronunciation issue, not vel or vil, but well or will.
Okay, I think you start getting used to the place where you are.
Not, I think you start getting used to, but I think you are starting to get used to, or you are getting used to.
I've got a son that is 3 years old. His name is Daniel.
Not I've got a son that is 3 years old, but I've got a son who is 3 years old.
I'm in love until today because it's a lovely place.
Not I'm in love with London till today. This isn't easy to correct by changing one or two words. A suggested answer could be, I've been in love with London since the first time I went till today.
There is no any kind of problem whether you are...
Not there is no any kind of problem, but there is not.
Okay, that's the end of this week's podcast. Once again, thanks to Selanjay and Vukoseva for participating in this interview. And until the next episode, this is bye from me, Pete Travis.
If you're preparing for an advanced examination, or you're a native speaker working in an English-speaking environment, make sure you come back regularly for future podcasts. And coming soon, Splendid Speaking will be offering an exciting new online training course in speaking strategies for advanced level learners. We'll keep you posted as soon as it's available.